TV shows are rolling out the spooky stuff for Halloween, trying to lure viewers who crave a good scare. But of course, when it comes to children's programming, you always have to wonder what might be too scary. NPR's Elizabeth Blair wonders how the writers and producers of kids' TV know when they've crossed the line.
I was about 8 or 9 the first time a TV show did more than just scare me. Dark Shadows petrified me.
Two innocent children are about to be drawn tighter into a web of terror. Neither can understand.
Do you remember the first time a TV show really scared you when you were...
Oh, totally.
Lauren Levine is a senior vice president at Nickelodeon.
It was Doctor Who in the UK on BBC. And, you know, I'd watch it from behind the couch.
Daleks.
Lauren Levine says she became almost addicted to that feeling of being scared. She says children today are no different.
You know, their first game that they ever play is hide and seek, which scares them to death, you know. And the suspense that they thrive on is something that we can't forget.
And there is plenty of suspense in a new feature on Nickelodeon called The Boy Who Cried Werewolf.
Hello?
Haunted mansion? Check. Creepy hidden lab?
You know, maybe we shouldn't be in here.
Check.
I mean, we really try and play off every sort of old movie horror cliche.
The Boy Who Cried Werewolf is a comedy.
I can't shoot my sister. Do you know how much trouble I'd get in?
But the werewolves are scary. How do you know when something's too scary?
When the kid screams and runs out of the room.
That's Nickelodeon. Over at PBS, they're more cautious and calculating.
We've had advisors and educators help us apply parameters to all the shows that really do help make the shows not too scary.
Jackie Deegan is an executive producer on Arthur. One of its Halloween episodes is about how kids react differently to things that are supposed to be scary, Arthur being the most afraid of a comic book called The Grotesquely Grim Bunny. Gives him nightmares.
You want me to go into the city of doom?
Jackie Deegan says the animators got a little over-enthusiastic.
They did their job so well that there were definitely places where I felt like we needed to start pulling it back. For example, there was a doctor who had a knife in his hand, and I asked our wonderful director, Greg Bailey, who's been on the show since the beginning, you know, can we please change it? And he just drew it himself. Now it's not a knife anymore, but it's just kind of a vaguely menacing, unidentifiable implement.
The fact that the scary doctor is animated also lessens the threat, says longtime children's TV writer Ken Scarborough.
One of the reasons kids respond to animation is that it is abstract from reality. It's not the Wicked Witch of the West standing there saying, you know, I'm going to get you. It's brightly colored. It's your friends. It's the people you see every day.
The friends in the Martha Speaks Halloween episode tell each other ghost stories on a rainy day. Head writer Ken Scarborough says they use the episode to teach words like phantom and ominous.
Did you hear it, Martha? That ominous sound in the darkness?
Ken Scarborough says you never really know what's going to scare kids. He learned that the hard way several years ago. When he worked on Arthur, an episode had the bossy girl Francine accept a bet that she could be nice for 1 week.
And so you could see her bottling up her feelings all week and not saying anything mean. And the brainy kid said, you know, that's not good. And he showed the other kids what could happen. He shook up a bottle of soda pop and the top flew off.
Then in the kids' fantasies, Francine's head pops off and goes flying through the air, landing in a family's yard.
Wow! Mommy! Some kid's head fell in our yard!
And kids... It terrified them. Terrified them. We had letters up and down.
Scarborough says what was meant as a joke became a lesson in writing TV for kids.
This scary episode is not going to scare kids. What's going to scare them is the show the next day that's about something completely innocuous.
Something that Scarborough says even the best advisors might miss. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
If there's a kid show or a book or really anything at all that scared you and the creators probably did not plan it to, you can tell us your tale of terror at our pop culture blog, Monkey See. It's at npr.org.